Hello，你说你们学校没有人在上这个？
有啊，那种在上课。哎，
Yes。
我已经进来了，特别。
上课了。
哦，啊，等一下，那个。
不关掉。
Hi, Wendy.
Hello, teacher.
Hi, how are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
That's good. Are you having a good weekend?
Yes.
Okay, that's good. All right. Hello, Anne. Can you hear okay?
Hello.
Hi, how are you, Anne?
I'm fine, thank you.
That's good. Are you having a good weekend?
Yes.
That's good. What did you do this weekend, man? You go out or you stay at home?
Yes.
Yes, stayed at home or yes, go
Yes.
out? Okay, you stayed at home. Fair enough. Okay, what about you, Wendy? What did you do this weekend?
My home.
Stayed at home as well, I see. Okay. That's fine. How's the weather there by you? Rainy weather or sunny weather? Sunny? Oh, then you should go outside. All right. Hello, is that hello, Ian?
Hello.
Hi, Ian. How are you?
I'm fine.
One more time.
I'm fine.
Oh, you're fine. Okay, sure.
是你开太久了。
What have you been doing this weekend, Ian? You had some trouble there with the. Okay. Alrighty then. And he's back. Okay. And are you excited to go back to, well, maybe not excited, but are you looking forward to going back to school in September to see your friends and stuff? Would you like to go back to school and see your friends in September? What do you think, yes or no? In September, right? We go back to school. Are you interested? You want to go back to school and see your friends and
Yes.
yeah? Okay. What about you, Wendy? Are you also tired of staying at home? Would you want to go back? Yeah, go back to school a bit. Yeah. Not sit at the on the computer and try and do class every day on the computer. Yeah, it can get a bit boring after a while. Okay, I don't know now. Ian, hello, Ian, are you back again? Okay, well, we better get started with the lesson. It is 10 o'clock. So here we go then. All right, guys, so let's just go through the class rules to start. Welcome to Live Talk, and let's jump to it. Number one is make sure your headset is working. Just make sure that your if there's some problem with the microphone or the headset, please let me know. Number two is try to speak loudly. So do your best to speak loudly. You don't have to shout, but just speak loud enough that we can hear you. Number three is don't be afraid of making mistakes. So just try your best to answer the questions. If you're not sure about the answer, just try. If you get it wrong, that's okay. But just try your best. You are welcome to ask questions. So if you don't know some of the words, or you want me to say the word one more time, please let me know. And I can do that for you, no problem. Number five is tell the teacher if you speak too fast or too slowly. So if you think I'm speaking too fast for you and you're not sure what I'm saying, it's too fast, please tell me. I will slow down. Number six is respect your teacher and classmates. This is more just if you, if we're busy talking, one person is talking and you want to say something, that's okay. Just wait until they are finished talking and then you can have your turn. All right. And then number seven is you have the choice to be seen or not on the screen. Okay. Hello, Ian. Is it now another Ian? Two Ians. Okay. Hello, Ian. Hi. Hello. Hello, Ian.
Yeah.
Hi. Ian, please leave on your microphone. Don't keep turning the microphone off. I was going to say, can you hear okay?
Yes.
The volume's all right? Okay, that's good. All right, thank you. Don't have to, yeah. All right, Melody, hi there.
Yeah.
Hi, how are you?
Thank you.
Okay, that's good. All right, you can hear okay, Melody? No problems?
Yes.
Okay, that's good. All right then, let's get to the lesson, shall we, guys? So today we're going to come to Live Book 10, and we're doing Unit 7 to Unit 9 review, this is Class 2. Okay, so let's jump to it then, shall we? Okay. We're going to start with the first section of the reading section. All right, let's read one by one. Let's do a sentence just to start. So we'll start with, Okay, Wendy, will you start with us? Just read the first sentence and then we'll go to next person.
In the
traditional
toy
area,
you can touch the toys, but please touch them
gently
and carefully. You can take phone of the toy
photos
of the toys, but don't play with them.
Okay, let's ask Ian. I don't know which one. Ian.
Don't run about in the museum because you could
run into other people.
Don't talk or laugh loudly.
Okay. Anne, will you read the next?
Most important of all, do not eat
or drink in the museum. Now you can look around with your friends.
Good. Okay. Melody?
I will be happy to answer any questions. I'll be over there so you can find me easily.
Okay, Ian too.
I'm sorry, but you were talking too fast. I didn't understand you very well. Would you please repeat the rules slowly?
Okay. So, it sounds like they are at a museum of some sort. And the guide or the teacher is telling them what they can and cannot do. I have a question here, some words that. So, what is a traditional toy area? What are traditional toys? Anyone have an idea what a traditional toy is? Okay. So traditional toys would be toys from a long time ago, right? Like old toys, like from a long, like in a museum, right? You would see the old toys people used to play with a long time ago. So that would be traditional toys. Modern toys would be something like toys from, you know, the last new toys, right? Toys we get now, right? From when we have factories and plastic and stuff like that. So that would be the modern toys. Yeah. Okay. So fill in the blanks. Let's start with Melody, number one. We try and find a word bank. We have understand, run into, gently, important, or repeat. Can you try number one? Which word do we need to put most something of all? Which of those words can we use? Most gently of all? No, not most gently of all. Try one more. What do you think?
Important.
Yes, that's right. So will you read the sentence? Most
important of all, do not eat or drink in the museum.
That's right. Most important of all. Okay. Nice. Okay. Of all, you must not eat or drink in the museum. All right. Number two, let's ask Ian number one. Ian? Number two, what word do you fit in there? I didn't something you very well.
Understand.
Understand. Good. All right. Will you read the sentence?
I didn't understand you very well.
Okay. Wendy, number three.
Please touch the toys gently and carefully.
All right. Gently and carefully. Good. All right. So, Anne, what's number four? You have your microphone off, Anne.
Go around or you will rip our people.
Don't run or you will?
Ripped.
No.
Don't run or you will run into our people.
Run into. Okay. Yeah. All right. So that means the last one. Ian, number two.
Would you please repeat the rules slowly?
Right, good. Okay, repeat the rules slowly. Okay, there we go. All right. All right, let's have a look at our sentence pattern for today. And we are going to look at the question, how? All right, so what does the question word how ask? Anybody know? When I use a how, what am I looking for? What does how want to know? In a question, or when we use the question word how, what do we want to learn when we ask a how question?
Time.
We want to hear the?
Time.
Time? No, not specifically the time. That's when, right? When is time? When is a time question? How is a? Sorry, Ian? Couldn't hear what you said, Ian. Sorry. Ian, if you turn on your microphone, I'll go blah, and then turn off your microphone, no one can understand what you're saying. So if you want to turn on your microphone, wait a little bit and then say something. And then you can turn off your microphone. That will work better. So try that. Ian, turn off your microphone.
I say can.
Can. No, how is not can. Okay, now you turn your mic. All right. No, it's not can. It is the method, the way of doing something. When you ask how, you ask the way. What way do I do something? All right. So the method. All right. So, for example, how does the girl talk? Everyone. How? Everyone, read the question with me, please. How does?
How does the girl talk?
Okay. So. It's asking the way she talks. So she talks loudly. One more time.
She talks loudly.
All right. Then if we ask the past tense question, how did the dog run? Everyone?
How did the dog run?
All right. How did the dog run? So it ran, which one? It ran slowly.
It ran slowly.
One more time. It ran slowly.
It ran slowly.
Or we could say it ran fast, right? Those are also options. Right, then the last one that gave us example, they said, how do the men sing? Everybody?
How do the men sing?
All right, so they sing beautifully.
They sing beautifully.
So each time we're answering with an adverb, right? So an adverb here to help us tell how they did the verb, the thing, right? How did they do the verb? They did it with an adverb, right? So, for example, then over here, they want to ask the question, why did I change the sentence? This is silly. Okay, that's weird. All right, so number one, they want us to fill in the words. They, however, changed it up to, not to a what question. I have no idea why. Okay, so here we go. They said something, something the two boys excitedly play with. So, what and did the two boys excitedly play with? They played with the latest robots. All right, number two. Everybody, let's read the question. How? How did gray t-shirt look at the huge robot? Huge robot. Okay, so he looked at the huge robot quietly. Quietly.
Quietly.
All right, so quiet becomes quietly, right? Okay. And here? Okay, so here number three. Oh, so it's all just all question. So what question word were we, shall we hear? They've got the two girls. So what question word can we use for the two girls? What question word do we use for people?
Who? Us.
Who? Right, now Ian 2 is right. Who? Who is what we use for people. So who touched the traditional kite carefully? So the two girls touched the traditional kite
carefully.
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 Carefully. Okay. All right, let's make some quick questions with or sentences with this picture. So, using our examples we did before, let's read. So number one, the teacher.
The teacher.
Let's see. Ian 1, can you make a sentence using quickly? Adverb is quickly. So remember, we're making a sentence now with quickly, right? So what did the teacher do quickly? Yin one, what do you think? What do you do quickly? What is she doing quickly?
Well,
one more time.
She walked quickly.
She walked quickly to the? To where?
To the classroom.
Yeah, she walked quickly into the classroom. Okay. And number two. So here we look, she is teaching a lesson. So we have the word carefully. What can we say?
The teacher. The teacher.
Taught the lesson or?
The teacher taught carefully.
The teacher taught carefully? Sure. Number three, let's ask Melody. Melody, she's, okay, what's she doing in this picture? What's she doing gently? What is she doing? She's asking Melody, what do you think? Very sorry, your connection is a bit bad right now, Melody. All right, so she asked the question. Oh, yeah. Okay, so she asked the question gently, right? She asked the question gently. Ian number two, can you do this one? Number four, beautifully.
The teacher write the word beautifully.
Past tense?
The teacher write the word.
Wrote
the word beautifully.
She wrote the words beautifully. Okay, yeah. Number five, Wendy, patiently. What did she do patiently? I don't know what she's doing. She could be reading, read the questions, or read the book, read the story. Patiently. Okay. All right. And the children went home happily, right? The children went home happily. Okay. All right. Okay. I really think we don't have a lot of time for this. So we'll just quickly go through this one very fast. You may think museums are all quiet, boring places, but these three will change your mind. Museum of Bad Art in the USA. In this museum, only ugly art hangs on the wall. Art seller Scott Wilson started the museum in 1994. At first, Wilson and his friends held bad art shows in their homes, but the shows became so popular that they decided to open a museum. Now over 8,000 people visit every year. All right, then over here we have the Toilet Museum in India. Have you ever wondered about the history of toilets? If you have, you should visit the Toilet Museum. It has many toilets and pictures from around the world that show how toilets have changed since 2500 BC. Some are pretty funny. An old European one looks just like a bookshelf. Okay. And then Hair Museum in Turkey. This museum shows one man's strange collection, woman's hair. Şegelip is the museum's owner. About 30 years ago, one of his friends was moving away. He was very sad, so she gave him a piece of her hair to remember her. He told this story to his customers. Other women thought the story was sweet and gave him some of their hair. Today, Gallup has more than 16,000 pieces of hair. That's a lot of hair. Okay. All right. Anyway, let's not bother with the questions. Let's just go to the next section of reading. Oh, dear. Did we lose someone else again? Ian is gone as well. Nobody's connection is good today. Oh, dear. Okay. Is it Sunday? Sunday, bad internet connection day? Everybody busy on the internet on Sunday? All right. Let's get... Wendy, you started last time. Let's ask Ian too. Will you start for us?
One night, our house caught on fire. Everyone was asleep.
Everyone was asleep.
Rocky barked loudly to wake us up.
Okay, Ian, will you tell us the next person? Who's next? Choose someone else.
Dad.
Who? Anne? Okay, Anne.
Dad called 911 at once. I was too scared to
open
my eyes and too nervous to move.
Okay. Who's next?
Wendy,
okay.
I just cried and screamed before my father
came to get me.
Rocky was pulling at me.
My sleeve
with his teeth. He was hurt.
Trying
to save me.
Okay. Who's next?
Melody.
Okay, Melody.
After that, Rocky became weaker and weaker until he was too weak to play with me. Rocky was sick. He was too scared to eat.
Too sick to even
go for a walk.
Okay. So I guess Ian won. Ian, you're next. Let's go.
2 months later, Rocky died. I
couldn't
believe
it was
true.
Years went by, I never forgot Rocky. He still lives in my heart today.
Okay. Yeah, can we be? All right, so there we see our picture of the room on fire and Rocky trying to save the boy, right? Very, very. All right, so let's read. We need to read and match the different words to the different pictures. So we have a couple of different words here. So we've got asleep at once, pool, sleeve, save, become, die, believe, and true. All right, so let's see. What is the meaning over here? Shortly after something happens. And what word, which of these words is shortly after something happens? Okay, yes, at once. Shortly after something happens. Okay. Let's get Wendy on the next one. Wendy, to start to be. To start to be something.
Something.
One more time. To start to be something is to it is
become.
To become, right? To become. Okay. Ear number two. To think that something is true is to
believe.
To believe, that's right, yes, to believe. Okay. Fair enough. Then that means number, what is the opposite of live? The opposite of live, Melody, is what? Which word is the opposite of live? So I have live, and the opposite of is to? Is to what? So if we are born, we are alive, and then we get old, and we? Die, yes, that's right. So the opposite of live is to die, right? Okay. So in number one, that gives you the last one there. Sleeping and not awake. Easy one.
Asleep,
yes, that's right. Easy one, asleep. Okay. All right, okay, let's move on. All right, so here we are looking at the sentence pattern of, we start with over here, it, is or was, our be verb plus to, right? So it is to, and here is an adjective. For me to do something. All right, so only four. Oh, I'm using four. You can also use two, right? Right? It is too difficult for him to do something. He is. We can use it to describe people. Let's use it to describe things. No. It is too small for me to wear the shirt. One more time. It is,
too
small
for me to
wear
the
shirt. So in this case, this shirt is too small, right? It was too difficult for me, or for him, sorry, to understand the question. It was too difficult
for him to understand the question.
So just one thing I want you to notice here with these ones is that this section here is not necessary, okay? We don't have to say that, okay? It's extra information. We could say it is too dangerous. If we look at this next sentence, it is too dangerous to touch the snake. Everybody? It is too dangerous to touch the snake. That is an okay sentence, right? Usually we say the sentence like this, right? We don't usually add the object, okay? Sometimes if we want to be very specific and say, oh, for that person, okay, or that thing, but usually we don't add this object, okay? So grammatically it's fine. I was too busy to walk the dog. Everybody?
I was too busy to walk the dog.
So I can change the subject as well, right? I, he, she, it, we. Okay, this can change too. Okay, all right. So for example here, the man is very weak. He can't carry the box. How can we make a sentence with two?
The man is too weak to carry the box.
Right, the man is too weak to carry a box. The box, yeah. All right, over here, the movie is scary. I can't watch it, so... How can I make a sentence with two?
The movie is too scary for me to watch.
The movie is too scary to watch, or what else could I write?
The movie is too scary for me to watch.
We saw almost. We could say, I was too scared to watch the movie. Yes? Okay, I was too scared to watch the movie, okay? It's also a way we can say that sentence. The movie is too scary to watch, or I was too scared to watch the movie. Okay, so Melody, will you try number one? Henry walked very fast, he didn't see the bookstore. Oops, sorry. Henry walked too fast to see the bookstore. Good job. Correct. Okay. Ian one, number two.
Girls. Too excited to sleep.
Excited to sleep. Correct. The girls were too excited to sleep. Mom is very sick. She can't go shopping. Ian, too. Ian, too.
Mom is too sick to go to shopping.
Too sick to go shopping. Right, so yeah, I just want you guys to notice, of course, that this to and a verb is called an infinitive, right? The infinitive. To plus a verb is called an infinitive. All right, and number four.
Jack is woke up too late.
too late. And what's your
name? To take the bus.
Take the bus, right? Yeah, to take is the infinitive. All right, good. Last one then, Wendy.
Jimmy was. He wasn't tall.
What's the opposite of tall?
Was.
What's the opposite of tall? Tall and? So he's not tall enough, so he is too. Okay, so Jimmy.
Was.
Too
short.
Play
on the basketball
team. Yeah, so sometimes they don't give you the word, okay? Sometimes you have to think a little bit, all right? So this time they say he wasn't tall, right? So then he must be too
short,
right? The opposite of the verb, the adjective they give us. Okay. All right, okay. All right, let's see here. So here we're going to talk about so working hard to get gold. So American athlete Gabrielle Douglas is the first black woman to become the all-round gymnastics champion at the 2012 Olympics, right? Right now we have the Olympics in Japan, right? Or is it finished? I think it's finished now, I'm not sure. It wasn't easy. It took her years of practice to get the gold medal. Douglas started taking gymnastics lessons when she was 6 years old. Just 2 years later, she became the state champion. So, you know, in America, they have states, right? They have like the different areas that make up the whole country. Yeah. She won other competitions too. Then when she was only 14, she moved 2,000 kilometers away from her home to learn from her coach Yang Chao. Chao had coached Olympic gymnasts before. Douglas knew that the training would be difficult, but it was even harder than she had imagined. A few months before the Olympics, Douglas was too tired to practice. She called her family and told them that she wanted to quit. Her plan was to go home and work at a fast food restaurant. But her family encouraged her to keep trying. They knew she was a great gymnast. They were right. People around the world learned her name after her amazing performance at the Olympics. Since then, she has gotten to travel around the world to meet her fans. So is her hard work over? No way. She wants to go to the Olympics again in 2016. So this is a story of her, she was the first black woman from to become an Olympic champion in the gymnastics, and she worked very, very hard. But she wanted to quit because it was so difficult, right? But in the end, her family said, no, don't quit, keep trying, and she did, and she won the gold. So people say Gabrielle made history when she became the all-round gymnastics champion. Why is that? Ian won. She didn't practice much, or she was the first black woman? Which one is it? Why did she make history? Ian won. She didn't practice, or she was the first black woman? Which one is it? Ian, which one? Could you read the sentence? Just choose one of the answers. Which one?
Two.
She what?
She was the first.
Yes. So she was the first black woman. That's right. Wendy, who is Liang Chao? An amazing gymnast or a famous gymnastics coach?
Amazing.
No, in the story, he is the coach. Right? So a famous gymnastics coach. What did Gabriel want to do a few months before the Olympics? Anne? She wanted to find a new gymnastics coach, or she wanted to quit gymnastics and work at a restaurant?
A new gymnastics coach.
No, she wanted to quit. Her plan was to go home and work at a fast food restaurant. So, no. She wanted to quit gymnastics and work at a restaurant. Melody, what happened when Gabriel's family learned she wanted to quit? What did they do? What did they tell her? Did they tell her to, okay, you can quit, or did they tell her to keep trying? What do you think? And disappear? I never know. All right, Ian, too. Do you watch the Olympic Games?
Yeah.
And why or why not? Yes, because? Why do you watch? Ian, why do you watch the Olympic Games?
Because this time I have Taiwan. To Olympic.
Okay, so you wanted to support support the Taiwanese athletes?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay, that's a good reason, yeah. I was happy to see South Africa had some people. Not many, unfortunately, but some people won. Okay, all right. Okay, let's do this. Last section is the reading. All right, so here we have a conversation between two people. All right, so let's start. Wendy, will you read the girl? And Anne, will you read the mom, okay? All right, go, Wendy.
Mom, look, a dog. She is so big. Can I take her home?
Are you sure? She looks so
dirty.
But dirty, you will have to wash her.
Mm-hmm.
I will wash her and take good care of her. I'm going to put her next to my teddy bear. My teddy bear is so lonely. He needs a friend.
You are so sweet.
Yeah, what a nice.
What a nice.
Bass.
I can make it and make into the beautiful
thing. Okay. Let's ask Melody. Can you read for us?
Great idea. Let's go home. The girl washed the dog carefully and had her a new Mary. She put Mary next to her table. Her mom mended the vest with clay and turned into a unique vest.
Okay.
No,
that's all right. That's good. Thanks, Melody. Ian, number one, will you read? Ian, one. Ian, will you read there?
No, the doll and the
vase
board have a new home. They have new owner
owners.
Owners and they are much
happier
than they
were. All right. Ian, too, will you read the top here?
Look, it's a doll. She is so pretty. Can I take her home? Are you sure? She looks so dirty. You will have to wash her.
Okay, that's fine. All right. Have you ever helped to fix a toy? Let's ask Ian one. Have you ever helped to fix a toy? Have you ever tried to fix one of your toys? If a toy is broken, have you ever helped to fix it?
Yes.
One time, yes, I have.
Yes, I have.
Okay, sure, that's good. What about Wendy? What do you feel about, or how do you feel about old toys? What do you think you should do with old toys? If you have a lot of old toys, what do you think you should do with them? How do you feel about it? One more time. You should wash the toys. So do you still play with old toys?
Yes. No.
Okay. All right. And this one here, do you usually throw your old things away? Like if you have old things like old clothes, old toys, old whatever, do you throw your things away?
No, I don't.
No, you don't? Okay, but so what do you do with them? What do you do with your old things? Do you keep them? Do you give them away? You give them away to someone who can use them? That's a good idea, yeah. All right, so Ian, too, have you kept a toy for a long time? Do you have a toy that you've kept for a very long time? Ian, too?
Yes.
Okay, so what is it?
My Lego.
Oh, okay, you've kept your Lego for a long time. Yeah, well, that's a good thing to keep for a long time, right? How long have you had your Lego?
5 years.
Okay. All right, then, Melody, have you ever donated your toys to others? So give it to somebody else, right? Have you ever donated your toys to somebody else? And what were they? Melody, have you ever donated your toys? So you give the toys to somebody who needs them, who doesn't have anything?
Yes, I have.
So what did you donate? What did you give?
My doll.
Your, one more time?
My doll.
Okay. I see. All right. All right. Let's just look at the next sentence here. All right. So we have another example of our story here. Or at least our sentence with either to or so, right? So before we use the subject, the be verb, to, and then the adjective for an object, to, and a verb. So basically, for example, we can also use the make the same sentence using so and that. So before we use to and to, Now we use so and that. All right, so let's see how is it. The dress is too big for me to wear, everyone.
The dress is too big for me to wear.
We can also read it as, the dress is so big that I can't wear it.
The dress is so big that I can't wear it.
So I just want you guys to notice that in both of these kinds of sentences, it usually has a what we call a negative connotation. We're saying that something is not good, right? This is that it means that it's too big or it's so big that something can happen. These are usually not, it usually means that it's not something good, right? It means that there's a problem. There is something wrong when we use this sentence pattern, right? Okay. I am so tired. I cannot stay awake, right? Yes. That's not something, I don't want to be tired. I want to be so tired that I want to fall asleep, right? Or I am too tired to stay awake, right? These are not good things. They usually mean something that is bad, something's wrong, okay? So, for example, Vicky and Ben are too excited to talk quietly. Vicky and Ben, everybody? Vicky?
Yeah, Ben are too excited to talk quietly.
To talk quietly. So, Vicky and Ben are so excited that they can't talk quietly. Everybody? Vicky?
Vicky and Ben are so excited that they can talk.
Okay. So let's see. Here we have, let's make a sentence with this one. Jack was too sick to come to school yesterday. And what can we write using so? And your microphone is off.
Jack was so sick that he didn't come to the school yesterday.
He didn't come to school yesterday. Correct. It's easy when you read the book, though. Right? And? Okay. Right. The shoes were too big for me. Are too big for me to wear. Ian, one. What can we write for there? The shoes.
The shoes are too big. So.
Are so.
Big for me.
Nope. No, so big that. Come, what is the subject?
Me, you.
Me, no, I. Can't or couldn't, which one? Is it present tense or past tense? Can't or couldn't. What? Couldn't? No, R is now, right? Present simple tense. R. So, can't. To what?
To. Where?
No, to. There's no to. To is the first sentence. Too big to do something. Second, so big that. No to. No infinitives, okay? So big okay. That I can't wear. Them. Okay.
Okay.
All right, let's look at the pictures and make. All right, let's have a look. All right, so here we swap to making different sentences using a sentence with two objects, right? Direct object and indirect object, all right? So Okay. All right, so let's have a look here. Jason's mom, let's try the first one together. Jason's mom made who? Jason's mom.
Jason.
Oh, hello. What happened there? Jason's mom.
Jason's
mom. Well, made. Jason's mom. Made him do what?
Mop the floor.
Right, yeah. Mop the floor. Okay. Mop the floor. Okay. Second, let's see. So how are we going to use this sentence pattern for number two? Wendy, will you try that one?
Mary's dad. Had.
So had.
Yes.
Had. Past tense. Had.
Had. Her.
Iron.
Iron. The shirt.
All right.
The shirt.
Shirt. Shirt. Yeah. Okay. So here, yeah, here the object has a, has a. All right. So Ian, two, can you try the next one? Peter's uncle.
Peter's uncle made him wash the clothes.
Made him wash.
The clothes.
Right? Okay. Then lastly, Susan's teacher. Melody, you having a third? Melody, will you try?
Susan's teacher has been
had her
clean her room.
Her room. Okay, yeah, there we go. Okay. Good, good. All right, here we go. We have the last one here. Let's see if we can get through it very fast. The history of Father's Day. So the first Father's Day was celebrated in Washington State, USA in 1910. A woman named Sonora Dodd had the idea to celebrate fathers. In church, she was listening to her father, her pastor, talk about Mother's Day and thought, hey, why don't we have a Father's Day too? Her dad worked hard to take care of her and her five brothers and sisters, so she wanted to thank him. In the 1920s, Miss Dodd moved to Chicago and went to art school. After she left, people began to forget about Father's Day. When she came back, she tried to get everyone, even people who didn't live in Washington, to celebrate it again. At first, not many did. They thought it was a trick to get them to spend money on gifts. Slowly, the holiday became more popular, but the government still didn't make it a national holiday. Then in 1957, a government leader, Margaret Smith, said America should either have both a Mother's Day and a Father's Day, or no parents' holidays at all. This got people's attention. Finally, in 1972, the president officially recognized the third Sunday of June as Father's Day. Today, many countries celebrate Father's Day, including England, Canada, Australia, Thailand, and Japan. What day do we have Father's Day here in Taiwan? What day is it? August 8th, right? Yes, because it sounds like the Chinese for father, right? Yes. So it's a different day for us. Okay. All right. Oh, my goodness. We are well over the time, guys. Thank you very much. Sorry about that. I didn't see that the time was. My clock on my thing ran over. I'm sorry, guys. Thank you very much. I'm sorry we went a bit far over time. Yeah, thank you very much. And I will, if you guys want to fill in the evaluation, that would be it. Really nice of you. Thank you. Otherwise, bye-bye, everybody. I'll see you next time. Okay.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Oh, my goodness. Did I? Where? That's weird.